Become our friend on Facebook. Post on our wall your thoughts about our shows and network. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Welcome to Cool Kids Cook with Kid Chef Eliana. Get ready to explore the foodie world with one of the youngest published cookbook authors. We'll share tips, techniques, recipes, and speak to some of the world's top chefs. Now, here is your host, Chef Eliana.
Welcome to the program, Cool Kids Cook, on the Voice America Kids Network. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, a cookbook author, foodie, and your chef host. Here's what's happening with me. I have a page called Figure Out This Food. I post a close-up of a food item, and the first three guesses get a shout-out here. So, congratulations to Liz Deshays, Dolores Anade Carafa, and Margaret Elizabeth Moynan for guessing couscous. A special shout-out to Judith Lafitte for giving the absolute correct answer of Israeli couscous. This past week, I had a ton of cooking demos, book signings, and television appearances. Stay tuned, and I'll tell you all about it. I am also having a mustache-themed slumber party. We're going to have a stash of fun, and I'll tell you about it next week. Now, it's time for our interview with the National Restaurant Association about the Kids Live Well program. The National Restaurant Association launched the Kids Live Well program in collaboration with Healthy Dining to help parents and children select healthful menu options when dining out. Restaurants that participate in the voluntary program commit to offering healthful meal items for children with a particular focus on increasing consumption of fruit and vegetables, lean protein, whole grains and low-fat dairy, and limiting unhealthy fats, sugars, and sodium. Over 40,000 restaurant locations are part of Kids Live Well. Program leaders include, among many others, Bob Evans, Bonefish Grill, Burger King, Carrabba's Italian Grill, Chili's, Chick-fil-A, Cracker Barrel, Denny's, IHOP, Joe's Crab Shack, and Outback Steakhouse. Here to talk about the program is Joan McLaughlin, the National Restaurant Association's Vice President, Industry Affairs and Food Policy. Thank you so much, Ms. Joan, for being here, and welcome to Cool Kids Cook.
Thank you, Chef Eliana. I'm so happy to be here, and congratulations to you on your cookbooks and all of your wonderful successes.
Well, thank you so much. You know, obesity and type 2 diabetes has been on the rise in today's children. It's great that the National Restaurant Association has taken a stand to make changes in American restaurants. Can you tell our listeners more about the program?
I'll be happy to. The National Restaurant Association launched the Kids Live Well program about 2 years ago, and at that time we were looking to build a program that would encourage restaurants to offer healthier foods for kids and also would provide a way for us to tell the good stories to moms about what restaurants are doing and where they can go to find those healthy foods. So we launched the program with just 17 brands, and in a matter of 2 years, we have over 120 brands that are participating in the program, as you said, representing nearly 40,000 restaurant locations. And it's a program that is really targeted toward moms and kids to try to make the healthy choice the easy choice.
Well, that's great. That's a lot of restaurants.
Yes, it certainly is, and it's been growing beyond our initial dreams. When we first started, you know, as I said, we had 17 restaurants, and very, very quickly, more restaurants have approached us about joining the program. We worked with Healthy Dining Finder, who is a third-party verifier, to verify all of the meals to make sure that they meet the strict nutritional requirements of the program.
Wonderful. And you have participants from fine dining to fast food.
Well, we wanted to build a program that was really going to be approachable and easy for all segments of the restaurant industry. And we have a number of chain restaurants that are involved in the restaurant involved in the program, but we also have a number of independent restaurants. You know, one of the challenges for the smaller restaurants is really trying to build a program that is simple enough that they can join with ease. And so we have built a number of educational tools to try to help restaurants learn how to make these meals, try to educate them on the importance of nutrition, and try to work with chefs to promote healthy meals to children.
Wonderful. And, you know, so, you know, families can have healthy choices. So they go to that restaurant or fast food, and they're like, oh, well, we want to have a healthier choice, and they have it on the menu.
Yes, they do, and there are a number of ways that moms can find out about the meals. We have a phone app that lets moms search for restaurants within the neighborhood that offer the meals. Moms can also go on the Healthy Dining Finder website, put in their zip code, and find restaurants that feature the Kids Live Well meals. And on both of those websites, once a restaurant is identified, parents can then click on that restaurant and actually see what the menu items are and actually see what the nutritional values are for those menu items. So we try to make it very, very easy for parents to identify healthy meals.
Cool. That's awesome. And if a restaurant wanted to be a part of Kids Live Well, what are the criteria?
The criteria is that the restaurants have to provide at least one full meal that meets the Kids Live Well criteria. And a full meal includes an entree, a beverage, and a side. And the restaurant also has to provide side items that meet the criteria as well. The criteria was developed based upon the 2010 dietary guidelines, and we work with dietitians and nutritionists to come up with what we thought was a scientifically based calorie count, as well as limitations on fat, total sugars, and sodium. In addition, all of the meals have to contain at least two sources of either fruit, vegetables, whole grain, lean protein, or low-fat dairy. So we wanted the meals to not only limit the nutrients of concern, but we also wanted them to feature those food items that we know kids need to grow and be successful.
Okay, that's amazing. And you know, the National Restaurant Association Conference is happening in Chicago from May 18th to the 21st. So to celebrate the Kids Live Well program, the first annual Kids Recipe Challenge winners will be announced. Can you talk about this event?
Oh, I'd be happy to. The National Restaurant Association worked with McCormick Spices, McCormick World of Flavors, to launch our first Kids Recipe Challenge. And what we did was went out to restaurants and invited them to submit recipes that meet the Kids Live Well criteria. Once they submitted their recipes, we went through them and narrowed it down to a select group of finalists, and we had judges come in from United States Department of Agriculture, from the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, from the American Culinary Federation, to come in and taste those meals and give us their opinion on a number of factors around the meals, including the taste, the flavor, and the nutritional profile. Once those judges narrowed down the selections, we brought in about 30 kids to pick the final winners. And we wanted to make sure that the meals were industry tested and kid approved. So a couple of weeks ago, we had a room full of children who were tasting the meals and choosing the finalists. And we identified four food service companies as winners. One was Qdoba, the other one was Boston Lobster Feast, the third was Chartwell's, and the fourth was Tim Horton, Children's Foundation. And I must say that the meals and the menu items were just delicious and also very, very healthy and full of flavor and very popular with the kids. So at the show, which is beginning the end of next week, we are going to highlight those meals and highlight the winners to let people know about the meals and also to invite people and restaurateurs to be a part of our program, our Kids Recipe Challenge next year.
Well, that's great that you had, you know, so many people enter and that the kids actually like the dishes. I mean, I wish I could go to the conference.
Oh, we wish you could, and, you know, perhaps you can come and be a judge for us next year with our Kids Recipe Challenge. We had some great dishes such as pulled pork naked burrito, which was a flour tortilla with some cilantro lime rice and pulled pork. We had a very delicious sort of twist on chicken parmesan. It was a alternative to what I would say was a traditional chicken parmesan dish. And this one was served with spaghetti squash. And then we had a jalapeno wrap, which was a tortilla filled with chicken and black beans and cheese. And then finally, we had a new twist on sort of the traditional chicken fingers. They were coated with lightly salted potato chips and served with a low-fat dressing, sweet potatoes, and a side of broccoli. So some very, very yummy meals that came out of that recipe challenge.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. Eat right and live well. We'll be right back. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
Kids safe, mother approved. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network wherever you go. In addition to listening live, you can check out information about your favorite talk show hosts, discover new talk show personalities, add shows to your list of favorites, and listen to all our show archives on demand. All from your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market, and get ready to tune in. The Voice America mobile app, powered by Aircast.
Looking for a great sports show from a kid's point of view? Look no further than Speaking of Sports. We've got the stats, scores, and inside news on what's happening all over the sports world. It's all hard-hitting, can't-miss action from your point of view. You'll hear different perspectives, opinions, and predictions from the fans and experts. Tune into Speaking of Sports every Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Miss just 1 minute of this show and you've missed out.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, now with 33% more active ingredients and no artificial coloring.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. I'm Kid Chef Eliana. Let's continue our interview with the National Restaurant Association about the Kids Live Well program. So, Miss Joan, let's find out more about you. What is your favorite dish to cook? What is your favorite dish to eat?
Oh, I have a lot of dishes I love, but my mom is from Louisiana, and even though I live in the Washington, D.C. area, I grew up eating good Louisiana food. So one of my favorite dishes to cook is seafood gumbo. I really like to cook it with a lot of spices and herbs, and it's sort of relaxing for me to cook it and also helps to put me in touch with my Louisiana roots. And oftentimes I will eat it with brown rice, which makes it even that much healthier. My favorite dish to eat, I have a lot of those as well, but I have to say it's probably the seafood gumbo. I cook what I like to eat.
And those are really good. I actually have like a chicken and sausage gumbo in my newest cookbook. It is so good.
Well, I'm going to try that. I would love to try that.
I should try yours. A seafood gumbo sounds really good. And you know, I actually just developed a brown rice jambalaya.
Did you really? Is that in your cookbook as well?
Is it? That one in my cookbook uses it as white rice, but I just created one with brown rice, and it tastes really good.
I bet it does. Well, I look forward to getting your recipe and cooking it one day.
Yeah, I would gladly give it to you. So now, can you share with our listeners your funniest or most disastrous food memory?
Oh, I think a couple of stories come to mind there. I'll tell you one of my most disastrous ones, and I'm dating myself here, but before there was microwave popcorn, there used to be popcorn poppers that you would plug into the wall, and they would heat up. You put some oil in them and put the popcorn in there, and the popcorn would pop. And one day when I was, probably in fourth or fifth grade, I came home from school and put the oil in the popcorn popper and plugged it in and turned it on and put the top on the popcorn popper and was waiting to put the popcorn in, took the top off, and all of the smoke started billowing up because I didn't realize that you couldn't heat oil in a closed container and not expect it to catch on fire when it hit oxygen. And just before the popcorn popper was engulfed in flames, my big brother pushed me out of the way. And of course, I was a little kid then, so I panicked and wanted to call the fire department because the popcorn popper was on fire. But he was able to put it out, and I've never forgotten that, and never forgotten about the importance of food safety, and never forgotten my big brother who saved me. So that's probably my most disastrous food memory. But the funniest one, I think, was the time I was trying to make carrot cake, homemade carrot cake, and took the cake out of the oven and just couldn't figure out what was wrong with it until I looked on the counter and realized I had failed to put the carrots in. So you can imagine that wasn't a very good carrot cake.
Yeah, because it didn't have any carrots in it.
Right. It was just a cake.
That's pretty important to put in a carrot cake, you know, carrots.
Well, sometimes when you have all the ingredients out in front of you, you know, you can get a little confused.
Yes, you can. And the popcorn popper, I can't believe it caught on fire. I actually make homemade popcorn too, but I put mine in a brown lunch bag, and then I put it in the microwave, and it pops. But
oh, that's a great idea. This was before the age of microwaves. Like I said, I'm dating myself here, but it was a good lesson about the importance of being careful when you cook.
Yes, definitely. So let's talk about unusual foods. What is the most unusual food you have ever eaten? Is there a food you would never eat again?
You know, I like so many foods, and I like to try different foods. So I don't think that there's a food that I would absolutely never eat again. But I can tell you, I think the most unusual one was probably rattlesnake. I ate that once when I was out sort of on the West Coast, and it was a little chewy. It was a little meaty. It was sort of hard to even, you know, think about the fact that I was eating a snake, too. So I would have to say that's probably the most unusual food. But I like to try different foods, and I like to try different flavors. So I'm very creative in what I will taste.
I like to try new foods, too. I mean, I was at a luncheon yesterday, and I actually ate swordfish for the first time. So,
what did you think of that?
It actually tastes really good. It is very meaty and tender and juicy. It kind of reminds me of they grilled it, but they cooked it all the way through. So it almost reminded mm-hmm. me like a tuna steak, except like it was cooked all the way through, so it didn't have like the rare in the middle. But and like it was just so good, like melts in your mouth. I was so, and it wasn't fishy either.
I love swordfish, and I love to cook it on the grill as well with just a little bit of flavoring on it. Don't cook it too long, but when you get a really nice piece of fresh swordfish, you're right, it doesn't taste very fishy. You know, it tastes pretty thick and flavorful and sort of meaty.
It is. So I was very surprised when I saw it. I was like, wow.
Mm-hmm. Another feature for your cookbook.
I don't know where anybody else is going to get swordfish.
Well, we actually find it up here on the East Coast. We can buy swordfish up here. And when I had it last, I was up in Massachusetts. It was delicious. Very fresh.
Well, they had a choice for the entree. Either you get the stuffed pork tenderloin or the swordfish. So my mom got the tenderloin. I got the swordfish. So I was like,
well, good for you. You tried something new.
I always like to try something new. You know, I've had fish. I had cabrito, which is baby goat. I try lots of things.
Good. What's your favorite food to eat?
Well, it's actually tacos.
Ah.
Yes, I love tacos. Nothing fancy.
Nothing fancy.
There's tons of different flavors you could play with.
So. That's true. That's true. One of my favorites as well.
Yeah, very good. So, when you're not busy with your cooking life, what is your favorite pastime?
I like to scuba dive.
Please.
I can't say that I do it a lot, but it is one of my favorite things to do. I love to scuba dive and go and see what life is like in the sea, and there's such beautiful fish. And it's so serene, so peaceful, and so colorful. So that is one of my favorite things to do. I also like to read. I like to read a lot. I like to read biographies, particularly biographies of other women and their lives. And I like to read historical fiction because I feel like I often get a really good story, but it's set in a historical context. So I'm learning something about history as well. So I would say that those are probably my two favorite things to do. I just wish I had more time to do them.
Oh, wow. No, I actually snorkeled in Mexico, Hawaii, and Roatan, Honduras. So that's really cool, though.
Now, you've done a lot of traveling there.
Lots of traveling. So lastly, here's a wacky off-the-wall food question I ask all of my show guests. What kind of dish would you create with pickles and peanut butter?
Ooh, pickles and peanut butter. That's a real interesting one. You know what I think I'd do? I think I would coat the pickles with peanut butter and then dip it in chocolate.
Ooh, that sounds so good. So it's like sweet and salty and crunchy. That's really
all
good.
At the same time. Yep. Sweet, salty, crunchy. I think we should try that.
Good. Well, thank you so much, Ms. Joanne, for being a guest on Cool Kids Cook.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Welcome.
I've enjoyed it very much. And please, you know, when you go to restaurants, look for our Kids Live Well meals.
Well, you've shown us that the National Restaurant Association is helping America's kids change the way they eat, one restaurant at a time. If you want to find out more about the National Restaurant Association's Kids Live Well program, visit KidChefElianna.com for all the links. Grab an apron. We'll be right back to mix things up. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
We don't care how you got here. We're just glad you showed up. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Tune in every Monday for Purple Songs Can Fly. Our program serves as a musical outlet for children being treated at the Texas Children's Cancer and Hematology Centers. These songs are flown all over the world and even into space. Hundreds of songs have been written and recorded and have been part of shuttle missions, airline in-flight playlists, toured with the Rolling Stones, gone undersea and to the top of Mount Everest. Join our hosts for some great music on Purple Songs Can Fly, Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, on Voice America Kids. Looking for a great sports show from a kid's point of view? Look no further than Speaking of Sports. We've got the stats, scores, and inside news on what's happening all over the sports world. It's all hard-hitting, can't-miss action from your point of view. You'll hear different perspectives, opinions, and predictions from the fans and experts. Tune in to Speaking of Sports every Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Miss just 1 minute of this show and you've missed out.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and it's Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. It's time for a tisket, a tasket, what's inside my basket? Today's secret ingredient is couscous. Let's talk about couscous. Couscous is made from semolina. Semolina is wheat's finest product. The world's first processing plant for couscous was established in Algeria in the early 1900s. It makes a great vegetarian meal or side to meat. 35% of your recommended daily requirement of nutritious fibers is found in one cup of couscous. Couscous is soft, so infants can enjoy it when they start to eat solid foods. In North African tradition, couscous is prepared for holidays or housewarming parties. It symbolizes luck, blessings, and abundance. Here is my recipe for herbed Israeli couscous. Our family friends, Tom Lowenberg and Judith Lafitte, taught us how to cook this delicious dish, but of course, I embellished it. Ingredients. 2 cups of Israeli couscous, 2 cups of chicken or vegetable stock, 1.5 cups of water, salt to taste, 1 tablespoon of fresh parsley chopped, 1 tablespoon of fresh mint chopped, 1 teaspoon of fresh thyme chopped, and 1 teaspoon of fresh oregano chopped. Directions. In a medium pot, combine couscous, stock, and water. Bring to a boil over high heat. Lower heat and simmer, covered for 20 minutes. Stir once or twice. Salt to taste. When couscous has absorbed all the liquid, mix in chopped herbs. Serves 6 to 8. Hey, kid foodies, I'd love to hear from you. Tweet me, I'm at Kid Chef Eliana. Send me your questions and ideas and we'll connect. I'm also Eliana Cook's fan page on Facebook. On Instagram and Pinterest, I'm Kid Chef Eliana. So, you know where to find me. Now, normally, I would have a second secret ingredient where I give facts and a recipe. But I'm going to change it up a little bit. I'm doing a new segment called Foodie News. I will give you an update on new food trends, cool cooking info, and the occasional strange food story. So, the James Beard Award winners were announced this week. The James Beard Awards are like the Oscars for the culinary industry. Here are some highlights. Cookbook of the Year, Gran Cocina Latina, The Food of Latin America by Marcel E. Casilla. Writing and Literature, Yes, Chef, A Memoir by Marcus Samuelson. Radio Show /Audio Webcast, Fear of Frying with host Nina Barrett. Outstanding Personality /Host, Andrew Zimmern with his show Bizarre Foods America. I interviewed Chef Andrew back in March. Congratulations, Chef Andrew, woohoo! Publication of the Year Award, Chop Chop Magazine. I will be interviewing Chop Chop Magazine in June. Best Chef in the Southern United States, Tori McPhail from Commander's Palace in New Orleans. You know I had to shout this one out. Rising Star Chef of the Year, a chef 30 years old or younger, Danny Bowen of Mission Chinese Food in San Francisco and NYC. Outstanding Chef of the Year. It was a tie between David Chang of Momofuku Noodle Bar in NYC and Paul Cahan of Blackbird in Chicago. I may have to check out Momofuku when I'm in New York and in June, and Blackbird when I'm in Chicago, also in June. James Beard Humanitarian of the Year, Emeril Lagasse and the Emeril Lagasse Foundation, another New Orleans connection. Congratulations to all the James Beard Foundation winners. things are heating up in the hot sauce category. A new hot sauce from Korea called gochujang is spicing up the industry. Some say that the new guy is becoming as popular as sriracha sauce, also known as rooster sauce. For years, coconut water has been hailed as the beverage industry's brightest star. It offers less sugar than soda, electrolytes, potassium, and other health benefits. But coconut water is not cheap. Do the benefits outweigh the price? What do you think? Check out my Facebook page for the discussion. You can find all of these recipes on my website, kidchefeliana.com. If you have a secret ingredient you would like me to talk about, you can email me at eliana@kidchefeliana.com or call my U.S. toll-free number, 888-721-5915. Leave me your first name, where you're calling from, and your question. Maybe your suggestion will air on a future episode. You're listening to Cool Kids Cook on the Voice America Kids Network. This is Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for Kitchen Tips and Tools. Today's kitchen tip is how to make potatoes crispy. Before you fry potatoes, soak them in salt water. This makes them really crispy when frying or pan frying, especially if you cut the potatoes in half and the inside gets really nice and crispy. The second kitchen tip is to put an ice cube in a greasy sauce or soup. The ice attracts fat, and you can take it out. That's amazing. I never knew this. I just learned it. And I actually used this trick last night when my mom and I made soup. Right before my dad washed the dishes, we put a little water in the dirty bowl, and then I put an ice cube in there, and all the fat went to the top instead of like being stuck to the bowl, and then it's like even really greasy when you're done washing it. So that's really cool. I'm glad I learned that. And I'm glad you learned that too. Today's kitchen tool is a cookie cutter. As early as 2000 BC, Egyptians used ceramic or wooden baking molds to bake biscuits and cakes. In the 16th century, gingerbread men cookies became popular. Bakers began using cookie cutters to expedite the process of cutting out the shapes. In the 1800s, Pennsylvania Dutch tinsmiths began making cookie cutters out of tin and selling them to the public, influenced by the German tradition of cookie cutters. By the mid-1800s, industrialized machinery was developed, and cookie cutters went from being handmade to being mass-produced. After the United States Civil War in the 1860s, baking became a popular way for families to spend time together. During the first half of the 20th century, materials for the cookie cutter evolved and they were being made from plastic and aluminum. Today, cookie cutters come in all sorts of shapes and materials. I hope you like my kitchen tips and tools. Here is a recipe for strawberry cream star sandwiches. This is just great to whip up and eat for breakfast in the morning. Ingredients: 3 tablespoons cream cheese softened, 1 tablespoon of strawberry jam, 2 slices of bread of your choice. Directions: in a small bowl, mix cream cheese with strawberry jam, spread between 2 slices of bread, use a star cookie cutter, press into the sandwich. Serve with a side of frozen grapes. Now, I don't have time to talk about WBRD, Barnes & Noble, Baton Rouge, book launch party, or jazz fest right now, so I'm going to tell you all about that in the next show. Run, run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me because I'm going on a short break. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
We didn't invent Kid Talk. We perfected it, and at a very young age. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Has your role model let you down? Every day it seems we turn on the news or read online that today's entertainment and sports stars have gotten out of hand again. Drugs, theft, drunk driving, and other actions of disorderly conduct are what some so-called role models are all about. Not here. Tune in to Runway Role Models and find out about some positive people who are making a difference now and paving the way for the future generation, our generation. Tune in to Runway Role Models every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. Have you heard your 15 minutes of fame? How about four times that every single week?
It's the Fame Game. Listen as Maddie Rose, who is up and coming in the world of fame, brings you fame from all walks of life. You'll hear from doctors, teachers, mentors, life heroes, as well as those in the fields of acting, movies, music, and more. Who knows? You might be the next one Maddie Rose talks to on the air. Listen for the Fame Game every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids Channel.
The longer you listen, the later it gets. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back. Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for Spice Detective. Today, we're investigating Greek seasoning. Here is the Cavender's history. They are a Greek seasoning company that popularized the spice blend in the United States. Since 1971, FC Seasoning Company Incorporated has been a family-owned and managed manufacturing company. For many years, the company founders, Spike and Steve Cavender, made their unique spice blend and gave it away to family and friends. Their all-purpose Greek seasoning's popularity soared and it became a widely used secret ingredient for many people. The original recipe is still manufactured today by a third generation of the Cavender family. Spices used in the Cavender's Greek seasoning blend include salt, black pepper, garlic, oregano, sugar, onion powder, parsley, and five other secret ingredients. Now, many companies manufacture Greek seasoning blends, but Cavender's started the trend and continues to be the most popular Greek seasoning blend on the market. Here's a recipe for grilled Greek Italian chicken kebabs. These kebabs are so good, and my mom and I gobbled them up. They are actually a fusion of Greek and Italian, hence Greek Italian. Ingredients: 2 pounds of chicken breast cut into strips, 1/4 cup of olive oil, 1/4 cup of white wine vinegar, 1 tablespoon of Greek seasoning, and 1 tablespoon of Italian seasoning. Directions: place chicken in a large zip bag. Add olive oil, vinegar, Greek seasoning, and Italian seasoning. Mix well and allow to marinate for 30 minutes. Skewer on kebabs and grill until chicken is cooked all the way through. Serves 4 to 6. It's snacktivity time. Here, I give you fun, easy breezy snack ideas. Today's snacktivity is roasted red pepper dip. This dip is great with the Greek Italian chicken kebabs. It is delicious. I actually ran out of the dip when I coated the kebabs with it. Ingredients: 3 tablespoons of Greek yogurt, 1 teaspoon of Greek seasoning, and 1/4 cup of roasted red peppers chopped. Directions: mix together in a bowl. Serve with grilled Greek Italian chicken kebabs. Hey, young chefs, you're listening to the Voice America Kids Network. This is Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for Creative Cuisine. This is my recipe for caramelized onions. These caramelized onions are sweet and great on a burger. Ingredients: 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 2 medium onions thinly sliced, 1 teaspoon of sugar, 1/4 cup of water. Directions: in a medium Dutch oven, heat olive oil over medium heat. Add onions and saute until translucent. Sprinkle sugar and reduce heat to low. Cook for 20 minutes, stirring occasionally. Add water and cook until it evaporates and onions are soft and brown. Mix 1 cup of caramelized onions. Here's another creative cuisine idea. Here is my recipe for andouille burgers. This burger is to die for. I ate all of my burger and ate half a burger for lunch the next day. It tastes great with the caramelized onions. Ingredients: 1 pound of ground pork, 1 pound of ground beef, 12 ounces of andouille, 1 tablespoon of Creole seasoning, and 1 teaspoon of salt. Directions: in a large bowl, mix all the ingredients together. Make burger patties. On high heat, grill the patties. Serve with caramelized onions and your favorite toppings on a bun. Serve 6 to 8. Hey, young chefs, it's time for Cookin' Crafts. Here's a fun kitchen-related craft. Today's cooking craft is how to make a pencil holder. Supplies. One tall paper canister such as an oatmeal box or breadcrumb box, construction paper, marker and or stickers, double stick tape and or glue. Instructions. Step 1. Select a sheet of construction paper and measure it to fit around the canister. Step 2. Glue or double stick tape the construction paper to the canister. Step 3. Using markers and or stickers, decorate the canister. You can even make collage out of magazine pictures. Step 4. Place your pencils inside and keep organized. If it has a lid, you could even put the lid on. The instructions, along with photos, are on my website for this week's episode on KidChefEliana.com. Don't forget to connect with me on Twitter and Facebook. I'm at KidChefEliana on Twitter and Eliana Cooks fan page on Facebook. Be sure to hit that like button. I like you, and I hope you like me too. If you're listening to the show on iTunes, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review the show. The more reviews we get, the more young chefs we can reach. So I'm going to tell you about my French market demo first. And then I have some other things, but I also want to get to the stuff I didn't get to talk about earlier. So actually, on my French market cooking demonstration, I demonstrated dirty rice, and it was like everybody was like, oh my gosh, this is so good. And some people were like buying a bunch of cookbooks, and like, everybody loved it, and I had such a blast with everybody, and it was just wonderful. So I also had a WWL TV appearance at a local New Orleans news station, and I made I made pastelaya on WWL, and like as soon as my segment was over, everybody, like all the whole crew, just like ran to like the station. They're like, can we have some pastelaya, please? I'm like, okay, you can have some. We're like, here you go, here's some pastelaya. Putting them in bowls, giving them like plastic boards, and then Miss Sally and Mr. Eric were just like gobbling it up, and they're like, okay, we're ready for the next part. And Miss Sally Ann's like, wait, I'm still eating. So I think they liked it because everything was gone. And I also went to the round table luncheon. So I was like, my mom and I are actually guests at the round table luncheon. And this is what I was talking about earlier about unusual foods, where I actually ate the swordfish. I know it sounds really weird, swordfish, but it was so good. I would eat that again. That's how good it was. Like, it was, like, it was flaky and very moist and very meaty, and it was really good and not fishy. Like I said earlier, it's not fishy at all. It was really good. I actually want that, like, right now. And so I also appeared on WBRZ, and on WBRZ I made dirty rice with Miss Rosa Flores, and the crew over there in Baton Rouge also like ran. They were like, "Oh, that smells really good. Can we have some?" I'm like, "Okay, you can have some." And then that was on Sunday. That was on Sunday, and then WBRZ was on Friday in the afternoon, and at night I had Barnes & Noble Baton Rouge book launch party. That's it. I was confused for a second. And at the Barnes & Noble book launch party, I also made dirty rice. So I was making dirty rice for where I was in Baton Rouge, since it was easier to make the same thing instead of like two different things. It's a lot easier, so I don't have to carry a bunch of different ingredients. So I went to Barnes & Noble and I did my little napkin folding craft with the kids. And then I went to my demo table with all my things set out. and I did my demo, and everybody loved it. I had a great time, and everybody was just amazing. They asked lots of good questions, and they brought books, and I was really happy. And then I went to Jazz Fest on Saturday with my mom, where we signed books. It was so muddy. It was just horrible, but the food was great. Thank goodness the food was yummy. I had my cochon de lait. That's the thing my mom and I wanted. We were like, okay, cochon de lait. It was so good. They're like, we have to have that. Well, that's all for this week. I'll leave you with this quote from Emeril Lagasse. Food that's beautiful to look at seems to taste better than the food that isn't. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Kid Chef Eliana with Cool Kids Cook. The show is produced by KidStar on Voice America Kids. Bon appetit. I'll see you next week.
It's time to turn off the oven and close the refrigerator for this week. But be sure to join Kid Chef Eliana for another edition of Cool Kids Cook next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Have a delicious week and keep cooking.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, now with 33% more active ingredients and no artificial coloring.
The longer you listen, the later it gets. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post on our wall your thoughts about our shows and network. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, now with 33% more active ingredients and no artificial coloring.
Has your role model let you down? Every day it seems we turn on the news or read online that today's entertainment and sports stars have gotten out of hand again. Drugs, theft, drunk driving, and other actions of disorderly conduct are what some so-called role models are all about. Not here. Tune in to Runway Role Models and find out about some positive people who are making a difference now and paving the way for the future generation. Our generation. Tune in to Runway Role Models every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids.
We don't care how you got here. We're just glad you showed up. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Looking for a great sports show from a kid's point of view? Look no further than Speaking of Sports. We've got the stats, scores, and inside news on what's happening all over the sports world. It's all hard-hitting, can't-miss action from your point of view. You'll hear different perspectives, opinions, and predictions from the fans and experts. Tune into Speaking of Sports every Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Miss just 1 minute of this show and you've missed out.
Kids safe, mother approved. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Have you heard your 15 minutes of fame? How about four times that every single week? It's the Fame Game. Listen as Maddie Rose, who is up and coming in the world of fame, brings you fame from all walks of life. You'll hear from doctors, teachers, mentors, life heroes, as well as those in the fields of acting, movies, music, and more. Who knows? You might be the next one Maddie Rose talks to on the air. Listen for the Fame Game every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
Tune in every Monday for Purple Songs Can Fly. Our program serves as a musical outlet for children being treated at the Texas Children's Cancer and Hematology Centers. These songs are flown all over the world and even into space. Hundreds of songs have been written and recorded and have been part of shuttle missions, airline in-flight playlists, toured with the Rolling Stones, gone undersea and to the top of Mount Everest. Join our hosts for some great music on Purple Songs Can Fly, Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Kids.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network wherever you go. In addition to listening live, you can check out information about your favorite talk show hosts, discover new talk show personalities, add shows to your list of favorites, and listen to all our show archives on demand. All from your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market, and get ready to tune in. The Voice America mobile app, powered by Aircast.
The longer you listen, the later it gets. You're listening to Voice America Kids.